So this.
Do you have anything for Nachba?
Yeah, I'll show that now. See after the Shmaya. So, this is good because, A, I thought of this Torah by Shal Shuddis. For those who are holding by Moshe Ephraim, Shal Shuddis Moshe Ephraim this week, so. It's Mamash Givaldik. Mamash Givaldik. So. Mamash, this is deep Torah. Everything's deep, but this is very, it's Givaldik. So, if you go to the last six parsha, the Vayera. So, one of the inyanim, you know, Moshe comes to Paro often. Hashem telling him, go to him, tell him this, tell him that, tell him this, tell him that. So, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Vav, Moshe goes to Paro, meets him by the Yaor, by the river. So, Vayomer lemachar, Vayomer kidvarcha, right? You know that Paro says, okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow, you get rid of this mock-up. Vayomer kidvarcha. And he says, it's going to be exactly what you want. The frog is going to go away tomorrow. Why? What's the point? Leman teida ki ein kashem elokinim. So that you come to know that there's no one like Hashem our God. That's what he says to Pa. So I'm just telling you that the reason why I'm going to do this for you is that so you know that there's no one like Hashem. That's what Moshe says. So we know this week, by Makas Bechoros, Hashem says that who's coming in? If you go to Haggadah of Pesach, what do we know? Hashem says, Ani, I'm going to go into Mitzrayim. So what do you know, read it by the Haggadah, that who went into Mitzrayim with Hashem? Ani, Ani v'lo Malach, Ani v'lo Saraf, Ani who? Hashem says, I go without any Malachim. Right, this is a big limit, Chos and Klai, so you know why Malachim didn't go to Mitzrayim, right? The reason why Malachim didn't go to Mitzrayim because if a Malach would have entered into Mitzrayim, they would have become dust from the tomb of Mitzrayim. That's what Sarim say about how low Mitzrayim was. See, the fact that Klal Yisrael, that we didn't fall apart in Mitzrayim, shows that we're even higher than a Malach. You should know that. You're higher than a Malach. But you see that who went into Mitzrayim? Hashem says, I. No one else. No Malach, no anything. Me by myself. B'china v'vod of Enel Nevada. Hashem says, there's no one with me. Paro, I need you to know, Paro, that there's nothing else and there's nothing like me. And that's Hashem Levada. That we know, like we said before in the other Torah, that Tias Mitzrayim is Gematria Nasa V'Nishma. Right, why? Because again, they're interconnected. I mean, so the tachlis of everything that the Avodah is going on, that we're learning by Pesach time, by the Agada, is just so that we can come to our Sinai and say, what? Ata Hares Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Mavada. That's the whole tachas. To come, that the whole process of Mitzrayim, of Adam, of Noach, of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, of the Shifteka, Ruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Dan, Peleg, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin, Manasseh, Ephraim, Moshe, Aaron. Everything is a what? To come to our Sinai. You know, the world is created for Torah. Right, Bereishis, Bishvil Torah Shnikereishis. It's just we come to say what? Atareis Ladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Od Mavado. Ein Od Mavado. Nothing else than Hashem. We know the concept of what we say. V'niskav Hashem Levado Bayamahu. V'niskav Hashem Levado. That day it's going to be the what? That day Bayamahu. If you must Mashiach, it's going to be what? It's going to be Mamash V'Niskav Hashem Levada. That's what it's going to be like. Mashiach comes, it's going to be Mamash Hashem Levada. So this is what I thought of, because this Nigin, saying it at Shal Shittis, it's important to know, even when you're doing Shal Shittis by yourself, if you're doing Shal Shittis by yourself ever, if you close your eyes, and you say, I'm Mamash sitting with the Shechina, you say that out. Say, Hashem, I want to be very clear, that I'm sitting with you right now, one-on-one. And if your wife's there, even greater. I happen to be my wife was sleeping. My mother-in-law this past Shabbos, so everyone was sleeping. So I mamish said to Hashem, Kvadik, me and you are sitting together. And Moshe Ephraim came, so chino, you know, it's good. Good, awesome. Moshe Ephraim's there. Yeah. So I saw it was mamish, eyes closed, just singing mamish. Oh, yeah, I think I finished Shabbos like 3 hours after Shabbos. So. But just because I just kept singing, it just kept going. But it was so geschmack, it was so sweet. Mamish so sweet. So Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and I just started singing this nigging. Nisa yivin niska, and I was singing niska Hashem levadoi, Hashem levadoi v'ayimahu. Such a hilik, it's namish such a hilik nigging. So I remember I just like grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu, and like my mother-in-law has like a big, let's say like den area, and we just danced back and forth for mamish 10 minutes straight. With that nigga, and then the next thing was also 10 minutes, and the next thing, probably for like 20 minutes straight, we just danced. Mamish. But this nigga, Niskav Hashem Levado, and just kept going, going, and then I thought of this in the end, I was like, why did I just sing this for 10 minutes? But it, you know when you hit a nigga and like you're like, this just caught fire. That was like, I can't explain it. It's so sweet. Niskav Hashem Levado Bayomahu. It's very nice because you take Gematria Hashem Levado, that Hashem being Levad, Hashem being the only one. So Hashem Levado is Gematria 68, it's Gematria exactly Chaim. Because that's what real Chaim is, when you're sitting Levad with Hashem. And Niskav Hashem Levado is Gematria Mashiach ben David. So I mean, that's the Matzias to the days of Mashiach. So I explained to him very there, you know, said Dvar Mshutim. So what does it mean to be Hashem Levado? Just, again, Baruch Hashem built it more, but this is just very pashut, for a simple Avodah. Hashem Levado means that what? We see that Niskav Hashem Levado, that's going to be Lasa Lavo. But the question we have to ask ourselves, to live this real Chaim, how can we live Hashem Levad? I mean, you see these madrigas, this is what Hashem saying to Paro. By the way, Bat Paro, Kein Hashem Elokeinu, Ani, no one else, Tari Sadaski, Hashem Einol Levado, V'niskav Hashem Levado V'yamu. So I mean, it seems to be that like, okay, only when we get to Mashiach, can we experience that Hashem Levado. But how can you tap into that now? How can you tap into living Hashem Levado now? So I say, before I say the more Pashan answer, I'll say a Pashan answer. The Pashan answer is that like, it's all part of one answer. But the very Pashan, simple answer is that what? How do you live Hashem Levado? To make yourself Levad with Hashem. To be alone with Hashem. That's what it means. It means like, this thing that I'm holding my hair right now, this goes away. This is the biggest thing. That people today, I was explaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, people today don't know how to like be alone. You're alone for like a second, you're like, okay, like where's my people? To know that what being Levad, right? Rav Shor's father, Or Gedalia, and let's say for Or Gedalia, from Rav Gedalia Shor, speaks about the highest madriga ever attained by a human being, potentially, was when it says by Yaakov. Vayivasar Yaakov Levad. That he was alone. That he got to the madriga called Levado. Because only Hashem is in Levado. But that's where that's why what happens when Yaakov Avinu gets to Levado. So we only see, oh, he was Levado, therefore a Malach attacked him. But the previous thick hashkaf in that, he was Levado, therefore he beat a Malach in a fight. You hear the difference that like we're taught that, oh, because he was alone, therefore, boom, Malach attacked him. But I'll be previous to them, no, because he was at the Bechina Levado, he was able to overcome a Malach. And earned the name Yisrael. He beat the Satan. That's who the Malach who came to was. Malach Samkel. He beat that Malach. So very poshly, it's what? It's living alone with Hashem. Finding that space to be alone with Hashem. Because if you're alone with Hashem, you make yourself alone with Hashem, what are you holding by? You're holding by what? V'niskav Hashem Levada. Because you come to that akara that what? Hashem is the only one. Einam Levada. And that's a taste, that's why the whole Indian by Reb Nachman, right? Reb Nachman. Why is such a focus on his Bodhis, which we're going to learn in Torah from him right now? It's because he's telling you a secret that you want to taste Olam Haba right now? This is where Olam Haba is. So in Gemara it says, what halavai should spell Adam Kolayim Kulo? What is chus halavai that it should be the person could daven all day long? It's being his Bodhis all day long. Living Olam Haba all day long. Imagine that. We're just so stuck in this world of New York City. You know, of everything around us, of big houses, big cars, everything's big. You know, so it's good. Nice, you know, Yoel son-in-law, isn't it? Septimus. I heard this by from Benny. This is Yoel son-in-law. So he told me one time that he said when he came, he was in America, and then he came back there. So I said, in America, what's in America? He says buildings are big, the cars are big, the houses are big, you know, the people are big. You know, everything. There's so much food. You know, everything's big. Everything's
McDonald's.
Exactly. No, but everything. You know what I mean? Like the Hashkofa, everything's big. Happens to be today, Eretz Yisrael is also in a very big gullus. Eretz Yisrael also, they try to make everything big today. Right? But let's say 5-10 years ago, you go to Eretz Yisrael, like the cars are small, The buildings are small. The airplanes are small. The airport's small. Again, now they're trying to... Israel is trying to copy the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael is still very, very good. No? But the Nakuda is that what? That he got off the plane and he came back to Eretz Yisrael. And he said, what's big in Eretz Yisrael? Someone will be saying to him, Hashem b'tzion gadol. When you come to Tzion, which is Eretz Yisrael, it's Yerushalayim, Hashem. Hashem's big in Eretz Yisrael. In New York here, everything else is big, just a block out of Hashem for me. It's important to find that time. So I'll speak about this in, you know, finding yourself to be levad with Hashem. And that's living a miniskav Hashem levado, being alone with Hashem. And when you're with Hashem levado, that's chayim, that's really living. So it's very nice. Because the Bas Ayin says, is that, we're holding my shovim now. So shovim, we know, is 42 days. Right? 6 weeks, and this year happens to be, it's 8 weeks, shovim tat, in the leap year. But shovim normally is just, is shmos, you know, shovim stands for, shmos, vayera, bo, bishalach, yisom, mishpatim. So 6 weeks, 7 days each, right? 42 days. So, I'm sure you guys are familiar with, there's a shame called the Shame Membez. Familiar with this? It's called Anu B'Koach. Right? We say this every day. For Sephardim, for sure, if you say Kabanos, I mean Ashkenaz also, you should say Kabanos. We say this often. Anu B'Koach, you do this Mincha Tati Tzura. Right? So, look, there's 40, it's 42 words. So, you ever see on the side of Anu B'Koach, it has like Aleph Beis Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadik. So, that's the Shame Membez. But Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana put it into a tefillah of Anu B'Koach. So, it's 42 words. And you see it's big, is that what? All of a sudden, before we go into Lechadodi, Mekav HaShabbos, what do we say? You ever wonder, like, what's this doing here? Why not put Ashrei there? You know, why not put Yishtabach over there? Anu B'Choach. What's Anu B'Choach? Oh, something's going on here. It's called the Shem Membez. So the world is created with the Shem Membez. Shem Membez is mamash everything. If you look, the Arizal says, we know that before we go, I don't have my sitter here.
Wasn't it created with the 10 Mamaras?
Yeah, but it's also with the Shem Membez. Shem Membez is always behind the scenes, but good, Tamim Aras also. Yeah? I think that's why there's 42 words, I think, in the first Pasuk of Bereishis, I think that's what it is, 42 words. Yeah? So, we know that you ever realize, by Sephardim also, before, let's say, you go into Pesukim, what do? You say Kaddish. Before you go into the next Shlav of Shachar, say Kaddish. Right, by Shemoneh, so you're holding by Olam Tzios, so it's not Shaiach. But after you finish Shemoneh, so you do, Kaddish. Everything's always Kaddish. Why? Because Kaddish is what? It elevates you to the next level. So now the Arizal, again, the Arizal, like Rav Matl Zilber said before, the Arizal has a license to say whatever he wants. So his gematrias sometimes are like wild gematrias. But the Arizal has a license. He knows what's going on in Shemayim, so take the Arizal's word for it. So you follow me. So he says like this. Say, Mein Yehesh Mei Rav Varach Lom Mei Mayah. Then he says, Yisbarach. Okay, now, how many Vavs do you have at the beginning of the following words? Right? Count. Yisbarach, Vishtabach, Vispar. Vyisromam, Vyisnase, Vyisadar, Vyisalel, Vyisale, Vyisal. How many do you have?
Seven.
What's Vav times seven?
42.
Why? Because Kaddish, oh, you tap in the Shem Membez, then you go to the next level. Right? You have this also in Shachris. What do we say? We say, that was a work. Eshem, Melech, God of the Gibran, Rakashu, V'chulam, Kamlim, Oma, Cheshmeim, Zeb, Zeb, and Ostim, Be'ahab, Rishol, Zeb, like this, Yotzam, Bisafa, Vrua, Vnima, Kishak, Lankar, Nimbi, Ema, Vyom, Birak, the Kadish. What's the next part? What's after Kadish, Kadish, Kadish? Oh, the Chulam, the Kablim, Omachashmaim, the Zev, and also the Haver, Shazada, Lakdish, Yotzam, Lanachas Rach, Bisafa, Vrua, Vnima, Kishak, Lankar, Nimbi, Ema, Vyom, Birak, Kadish, Kadish. Now, what do you say after that? Now, what do you say? Va'ufanim, Rash, Gadam, Stasim, Masurim. I don't know where it is, whatever. I'm looking at it. No, I need a city. That's fine. You get the point. But if you look at tomorrow in Shachris, you'll see that Rizal points out there's seven Vavs there also. Okay? So, Hebra, what do we see with these? Ami. Right? What do we see with these seven Vavs? Is that what's Shem Membez? So, Shem Membez is what? The Aliyah of everything. Okay, that's just a good hakdama to know. You'll see more. Look in your city. You see that Anu B'Choach coming up left and right. Okay, we know Shabbos, Lignin Shabbos is lifting up to the next world. That's what you say Anu B'Choach. So it's very nice. Because Sfarim say that the Shem Membez came down to Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael. What? Shem Membez? What does this mean? That's what the Pshad, Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael. So now, it shouldn't start, it's just, what does Ve'ele mean? Right? You don't have to say anything. First of all, it's a new sefer to say Eilish Mos Bnei Yisrael. Ve'ele is always Mosif al Rishonim. So Sfarim say, what's Gematria Ve'ele? So we know that Eile is 36. Right? So 36 candles. So what's Ve'ila? 42. So beginning of Sefer Shemos going into Mitzrayim is Ve'ila. So that's a Shem Membeis.
Okay? How is that connected to the Shechina being in Golis? Like the Shechina being in Mitzrayim? Is it the 42 or is it the Shechina?
It's everything. Everything goes into Golis Klai Yisrael. Shem Membeis could be. It's the Shechina, the Shechina. But definitely the Shem Membeis for sure. That the Shechina also. Shechina is Klai Yisrael. Can I see Yisrael? Good question though. Huh?
What's the Shem Membeis?
Shem Membeis is Ana Bechoach.
It's the Tetra.
Right, Ana Bechoach Kedushas Mincha.
The whole thing is called Shem
Membeis. It's Shem Membeis. It's 42 words.
Okay.
Okay? Good question. It's important. So this is a deep Indian. That's why, if you don't understand, then we'll explain this Indian because it's very important to know. So you go through, again, these are things also you go through every day in your life, and you can miss out your whole life without knowing this.
And what's the significance of it? I didn't understand.
Is that it brings an aliyah to everything, it lifts up everything.
Okay.
Okay? So now let's explain this right now. So you know what else is Gematria 42? That's what we say every day also. Vidibarta Bam. What is it? Vidibarta Bam, you speak it? Just say Vidibarta Torah. Right, the Bam. Oh, Torah is checked with Membeis or something. Okay? So these come up, Membeis coming up all the time. So you know what else is Gematria Membeis? We said before, Nizkam Hashem, Levada. Levada is Gematria also Membeis. So I asked Rubenstein if you could say that what, when it says that the Shem Membeis went into Mitzrayim, that the Bechina of Levada, which is Gematria Membeis, went into Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael. He says, yeah, you could say that. Say, Torah, so now I'll explain. What does this mean, that the Shem Membeis, the inner being Levado, came with Klal Yisrael into Mitzrayim? So we explained before that what does Mitzrayim represent, Chevra? Mitzrayim represents any time a Jew has anything that's a tzar in life, that's Mitzrayim. That's a Mitzrayim is the lashon of what? Of tzar. Of mitzar, of things that are tight, things that are narrow. So it's hard, it's a kolliistic thing. It's like you're going through anything, that's the bechina of Mitzrayim.
Mitzar Yam.
Exactly, Mitzar Yam has a lot to do with that. Sfarim say that, in you. Basayin says that. So if you look, also last week's Parsha, Perek Ches, Pasuk, Yud Aleph. It's very gishmak when you see all of a sudden these nekudas coming up. This is what happens. So we're going through the Makos, yeah? And all of a sudden, Vayar Paro, right, he's going through a hard time. He's these frogs in his mouth, yeah? So now, he wants to send out Klal Yisrael. What does it say? Vayar Paro ki haisa harvacha. V'hachbedes libo v'lo shema aleim kasher diber Hashem. So, what does this mean? Translate. Vayar Paro ki haisa harvacha. What does harvacha mean?
Expansion.
There was a gap. There was a gap. Expansion. All of a sudden, Paro has a gap. And he says, oh, Vayichbad Aslipa. What happened in this gap? You know what happened here? Paro had a chance to be Levad. And think about it. Hold on a second. I'm not sending Klal Yisrael. I'm Paro. I don't do this thing. But you see, the fact that he had a Harvacha, he was able to think and come back to his Yishavadas, let's say. Right? Paro's Yishavadas is that what? He's not letting Klal Yisrael go. So you know the concept from the Baal Shem Tov, he says, the Pasuk says, Ne'ovaitichachmini, Yitzosecha. So the Baal Shem Tov reads it, the Zera Kodesh reads it, a lot of Sfarim read it. Me'oivai, from my enemies, tichakmeni, I gain chachma. Meaning what? That you can learn from your enemies. Like the Chaban says often, our best friend, unfortunately, throughout history, is Amalek. From Amalek, we learn a lot of Torah. We learn a lot of Torah from Haman. We learn a lot of Torah from our Yitzhara. The Baal Shem Tov says, your Yitzhara, when you're up in the morning, when you get up in the morning, who's up also? Yitzhara is up already. You have to wake up in the morning and say, how'd you get up? You're not serving Hashem, how'd you get up already? So Baal Shem Tov says that. You have to learn from your Yetzer Hara. You have to learn even from a guy like Paro. And see things. Again, take it into your Avodas Hashem. So you see that what happened with Paro had an Arvacha. And he's able to stop and think. So it's teaching you when you read this also, that hold on a second. I also need to make Arvacha in my life. That means to what? To be Levado. To go find that space. So now listen to this story from Ibn Nachman. It's mamish unbelievable. Mamish unbelievable. Torah Kuf Samech Tes Nekut Maran. I'm not going to say the whole Torah, but it's mamish. It's kedah to see the entire thing inside. Kuf Samech Tes 169. That's what he says. So the pasuk says, "Vaya ekev tishmon as mishpatim ha'ilo shmartem v'asisem osam." Right? Vaya ekev tishmon. When you're going to come to listen to my mishpatim, right? So it's later in parts ekev. So Reb Nachman starts off like this. He's talking about. That I'll just summarize the beginning. He's talking about when a person has dinim upon him, when you have harsh decrees upon you from Yerushalayim, you get very, very cold and very heavy. Right? When you're going through a hard time, you ever realize that when a person goes through a hard time, sometimes they mamish can't get out of bed. So if you ask them, why can't you get out of bed? They're like, I can't get out of bed. Because you feel, you know what I'm talking about? You feel like that heaviness upon you. You feel like that laziness. So that's when the person has dinim upon him. Yeah? So Nachman says the following. Ba'alkein, therefore, Be'ez ha-din va'tzara chas v'shalom, when a person is going through a hard time, E'efshar l'rakid, it's impossible, you can't dance. Right? You can't dance, you can't be besimcha. Why? Because you feel very heavy. Right? You need to be loose with your legs. Ki az e'efshar l'agbi'a raglin, you can't lift up the raglin. Ki raglin hem kvedin b'shas is gabras ha-dinin. Machma sha'adam she'bechinas dinin, nimshachim az l'socha raglin. He's talking about Kabbalah, what's going on here, is that you have dinim in right, the way that din works, that the satan works, he grabs onto the raglayan, right, the bottom, the feet. That's why, because what's the danger of the feet? The feet is something that's always connected to the ground, right? Your hands could be up in the air, but your feet are always, right, you can't stand on your hands. So the feet, so the aretz is gashmius, right? So it's very gashmius, so that's where the yitzhar grabs onto. That's why I realize that people feel very, very heavy on their feet. And so one of the eights is to get up in the morning, is everyone says, just get up on your feet in the morning. Get out of bed, just throw your feet onto the floor. Because you have to get your feet out of bed. Right? Aval, kishiyotun adam shem ragmei raglai, and dahainu kishinim takim adinim. When we're mamtik din, when we sweeten the harsh decrees, azai, what happens? Haraglin kalm, right? You feel like, what do people say? I feel very loose. I feel very light. Right? What happens? Why? Because you feel like you have an energy to you. All of a sudden you start dancing. Okay, so listen to what Rabbi Nachman says. It's mamish gevalik. But he asks, you know, we all go through hard times. Yeah, you go through hard time. You ever have a hard time? Things get hard sometimes. Right? You guys date. Human beings, exactly. And you guys in dating yet? Yeah. Dating can be hard sometimes. Right? Shalom bayis can be hard sometimes. Hey, whatever it is, things can be hard. Right? You go through things in shalom bayis, kids, whatever it is. At school, learning could be tough, chavrusa, whatever it is in life, but we go through those hard times. So he asks.
Money also.
Money, parnasa.
Money, parnasa could give you
everything. Everything. Exactly. Very good.
Yitzhara,
you know. Ulahamtik adin. So Rav Nachman is going to tell us. How do you mamtik din? How do you remove dinim from upon you from Shemayim? Ulahamtik adin. Hu ayideh she'adam dan es atzma. That a person judges himself. Dahainu.
Lahamtik is to sweeten?
To sweeten, yeah.
So you're not getting rid of it, you're just sweetening it.
Exactly, you're being mahabich it into chesed. Right? That's in that's why in Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah called? Yom Ha Din. What do we eat on Rosh Hashanah? And honey. Honey is mesukim midavash, right? That's what it says Dylan. Why do you eat devash? Again, that's what a person has to know. Everything we do in Klal Yisrael, we don't just do things because it's tam. Everything represents something much deeper. For example, we have also the first night of Rosh Hashanah. What's the biggest asek on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? Simonim, eating pomegranates. So now Ish Chitzoni says, "Oh, that's so cute. It's so cute." But a person has a mind in their head. Person has asked, "What the heck am I eating simonim on Rosh Hashanah for? Why am I making such an asek of food? Why not just say tefilos, right?" The person realizes because what you're revealing that even in this Chitzonistic thing, there's something really deep going on. And even if you look in the Kavanos of the Zohar, you know, of a shofar, right? He says there's a, I'll just tell you something because you asked, yeah? He says, there's a thing called shofar, there's a thing called pardinim. Pardinim, yeah? So what's Purim called? What's the lashon of Purim? It's par. What's the Shabbos after Purim? Parshapara. The count's called 280 dinim, okay? So you have to sweeten these dinim. That's why you have, what do we blow on Rosh Hashanah? Shofar, you have Shinvav and Par. So Svarim say that Shinvav is gematria Devash. That's one of the inyan that you eat Devash and Purim. It's to be megal to person. This is what's going on. It's the day of sweetening judgments. Okay? So Lahamtik Dinim. So you're sweetening Dinim. Right? You're being mehapich them into chasadim. So how? Al kol masha osa. That you do a judgment. You think about yourself. Like, what am I doing? What do I do today? You sit in his boat of this. You be alone with Hashem. You go through everything. That I could have done this better, I could have done that better, but you sit and you speak it out with Hashem. Just agar for 1 second. Therapists and psychologists are very good. But if a person doesn't speak to Hashem also, then that's the root of a lot of problems. Just saying. that a lot of people wouldn't have to be going through a lot of these things. A lot for people, they do need psychology therapists, but if people knew the koach of speaking to Hashem also, and but the kesher with Hashem, I'm telling you, a lot of people would not have to go to therapists. I've spoken to this with tzaddikim also, and they say the same thing. The person has to realize they can comfortable speak out with Hashem. Speak it out with Hashem. And you speak, what in kachra should I have done this? V'yifashu masav v'yisakin karay al pi dinu mishpat Torah. Say, Hashem, I could do this better. Right? You judge yourself. You mamtik and mevatal. You sweeten, but you also get rid of the harsh dinim, and you sweeten them to become good decrees on you. Why? Because you know what does the Gemara famously say? Kishyesh din lamata. When there's din lamata, and din lamala. Then there's no din lamala. What does this mean? So Rav Nachman says in a different Torah, and it's brought from the Zohar also, is that, what does this mean, Chevra? So every night when your neshama goes up to Shemayim, right? That's why you say in Adon Olam. Yeah, we say in Adon Olam before Kriya Shema Amita. We say in Adon Olam. It said, B'yadcha afkid ruchi. The Rizal says, that, the Zohar says, that's the most important words you say in Kriya Shema Amita. Is B'yadcha afkid ruchi. Say, in you Hashem, B'yadcha afkid, I'm giving as pekadon, my ruach, my neshama. Yeah? Then your neshama goes up to Shemayim. What do they do within Shemayim? They see it, and you know what they have? Okay, let's bring it to the Beis Din. And also the Beis Din reads out, well, today he did this. So, you know, they it could be a harsh decree on you. But when a person does a judgment upon himself before he goes to sleep, says, I could have done this better, all of a sudden he gets up to Shemayim, and it comes before in judgment, and okay, let's read this, and he says, it already has a check, it was already judged. Okay, go on. It's exactly what the Rav Nachman says in Kutimara. In Torah, I think, Tezvav. A person does a judgment upon himself down here, and there's no judgment above. Which means that what? No one's going to be striking you from above. It's an unbelievable thing. The koach of his bodidus. All of a sudden you can start dancing. It's such a simcha. You ever realize that sometimes, like for example, what who got out of jail last year?
Rubashkin.
Rubashkin last year.
Yeah, he's my dad's best friend, actually.
Yeah?
No way.
So you ever realize? Did you guys see that the night that he got out? Marsh, the man who's dancing, wow. Right? It was Marsh, such a simcha, no?
Yes.
Why? Because there was such a din on a yid. Okay, he may not have done something right, but 27 years in prison is ridiculous. It's just an anti-Semitic thing. All of a sudden he gets out of jail, but did you see, everyone was dancing. No matter who you were dancing. Why? Because the din went away. The din was sweetened.
Traffic.
Exactly. Yeah?
He was learning, like, I even went to his jail myself.
Nobody. Yeah? That's why the Indian is, that's why we say in at a chasna, what do you do at a chasna? What's the main song we say in a chasna? Ketza Merachin Lifnei Akala. So what's the question? It's the question I thought to say like this. Ketzad Merachin is what? Ketzad? So if you look at the word Merachin, it's what? It's Marak Din. How do you erase Din? Lifnei Akala. That Merachin, which is dancing, is what? Is what? Is dancing, is what? That's Marak Din. That gets rid of the Din. When a person's dancing. I could say that recruiting, but I'd save it for another time. So listen to how Rav Nachman reads what we said before. Vayah ekev tishmon. It's so sweet to hear this. V'zeu aram is a pasuk. The pasuk says vayah ekev tishmon. So we know v'haya is lashon of simcha, right? Because v'haya is osios yud kev avke. So that's why v'haya it says in Medrash Rabbah that v'haya is lashon of simcha. So now follow along here, okay? So we have v'haya, which is simcha ekev. What's the ekev, chaver? What part of your body is that you see your heel? It's your feet. So vaya eke, but what? There's going to be a simcha in your feet. Yishmu. Also, your feet start having a lot of simcha. What? How can you realize that a person's feet are a simcha?
When he's dancing.
But how do you get this, right? Vaya eke tishmon. But how do you get to have simcha in your feet? What's the next words in the pasuk? Eis hamishpatim. Ha'ela u'shmartem v'asisem asam. She'tishmeru la'asos ba'atzvechem ha'mishpatim v'adinim. When you do a mishpat and a judgment upon yourself, then what? She'adeizeh nisbata adin shamal. What have we said before? When a person does a mishpat on himself, there's no din l'mala. Right? Because you did it upon yourself already. V'az, then what do you have? V'aya ekev tishmon. She'tishmeru asimcha baraglayin ha'idei she'yotz misham adinim. And your feet start dancing. But what do you see as a secret to getting to a level of simcha chevra? What it comes to is bodidus. Sitting with Hashem alone. speaking it out with Hashem. And boom, you're zochet that simcha like
that. What do you say?
Speak to Hashem. So, just as you were to speak to your best friend. But exactly. But this part of Nikuda is that I always give a mashal like this, yeah? If I tell you now, go speak to Hashem. Be awkward, no? A little bit awkward, yes or no?
I mean, at this point, I've done it plenty of times, so it's not.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was very awkward.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
Mamish awkward. Yeah? So now, I've said this before, I said this last year a lot to the Chevra. Right? We learned the Sefer, let's go to this. Person. Yeah? Person goes on their first date. Okay? Now, you go on your first date. If you got back on your first date and I say to you, how was it? I say, oh, like, are you getting married? What would you say to me?
No,
what are you, crazy? I just met her. Like, I'm building it up. And I would say to you, oh, so Nisbodis, yeah, you're not going to fall in love with Hashem your first time doing Nisbodis either. You have to build a Kesher. Which, it's pathetic that we're 20-some years old, we have no Kesher with Hashem. But okay, whatever, we missed out. But doesn't mean you can't start building now. You have to see it in the way. That's why this world is just a revelation of what's going on above. Just in the dating, you don't ask your wife to marry you on your first date. Why? Because you have to build her kesher. Right? And it's normal that you don't love your wife after your first date. After your first 20 dates even. Right? Why? Because you're building it. Same thing with this bodhis. You have to have a kesher l'Hashem. That's what's called the yichud k'tshebrichu yishchente. It's called the yichud. Where we have a marriage with Hashem. And that's the ending of Matan Torah. So it's a kafalim harki. Hashem put a mountain on top of our heads. It's a chuppah. That means that we have a marriage with Hashem. But in order to have a marriage, you don't just marry the girl you meet. You have to build up a kesher. This Buddha is also, you build a kesher. Step by step. But it means that you have to be committed to it. Right? You have to try. And listen to what Reb Nassim says here. Od matzasi. He says, I also, if you look right in the pasuk, it says, v'shamar Hashem lecha as a bris. And Hashem is going to guard the bris for you. Who's going to guard the bris? He says, when a person has simcha in their lives, when you're besimcha, azay Hashem yisbarach ba'atzma l'chever, this is a pellet here, this. When a person's living with simcha and working on his midah of simcha, azay Hashem yisbarach ba'atzma yishmor l'chas bris. Hashem himself guards your bris for you. Da'ainu she'yeh be'ezrecha, Hashem gives you siyat ha'shmaya, l'shmor es ha'bris kodesh. Your bris milah, Hashem gives you siyat ha'shmaya that you're going to be zoch t'kedush as a bris. Ki ir... So sweet to hear this. Ki ikr pagam habris. You know what the ikr pagam habris? We're in the days of Shovim now. Times of Kiddush habris. So the ikr pagam habris, who are you day? Atzvas. The ikr pagam habris comes because of atzvas, of sadness, of depression. Ki pagam habris by the klipa yadu, shnikras lil. Hashem shmielas tamid. She's a bechinas atzvas. It's a bechin of atzvas. It comes to this thing called lil. It's called lamid yud taf. In Kabbalah, it's called the wife of the Satan. The Satan's name is Samkel, Samkel Ma'af Lamed. So the wife, the Nekeva, right? Just the Yichud, you have Hashem and the Shechina.
Say her name?
No, we say Lil. We don't say the Lamed. It's if you did.
Also
okay.
In English, you also can't, right?
Yeah, just Lil. Right? That's why don't name your daughter Lil. Lily, right? Lillian's the name, no?
Oh, man.
Okay, don't worry. It's okay. The Alkane. That's why all these rappers all have names like Lil Wayne. Yeah. And that's why it's the most Talmudic music in the world. Yeah. The Arcane. Listen to this. Ever? The Arcane. Iker Shmir Sabris. The Iker Shmir Sabris. The Iker Kedush Sabris. Zochin Ayidei. Simcha comes through simcha. Ki ayde simcha zochin shehashem yisbarach ba'atzmo yazor lo lishmor etz bris kodesh. Because through simcha, chevra, Hashem himself helps you that he'll guard the bris for you. First, one unbelievable Torah. You have to come back down to the world after hearing a Torah like that. But you see, what's Reb Nachman teaching us there? The chevra, it's through the midah of his bodhis. It's through the koch of his bodhis. A person makes himself levav with Hashem. That what you're zochet to a real simcha, a pneumatic simcha. The simcha of what? What do we say about lust lavo? Yom shikula Shabbos. Yom yom tam simcha. Menucha v'simcha or la'yudim. La'yudim ayis or v'simcha. It's like Purim is a taste of lust lavo. Time Mashiach is a time of simcha. That's like Mashiach zosios yismach. Right? So yismach Moshe is gematria yismach zosios Mashiach. And we know that the Zohar says that Moshe haya hu sheyeh, that Moshe is Mashiach. That's like Moshe haya hu is our slave is Moshe. So Mashiach plus Moshe is Gematria Shabbos. Shabbos is time of Simcha. Yom Shkula Shabbos. But it comes to the Amida of Izvodus, Chevra. And just to finish off, Ramatal Zilber Shlita said, Mamish, such a beautiful, beautiful Remez last night. Beautiful Torah last night. Beautiful Hashkafa. In the Indian now, we're holding that this is Shovim. So we know that Shovim stands for Shmuel Sveir Bo B'Shachis and Shratim, but it's also a word in Tanakh. Pasuk says, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. Return my wayward son. I return rebellious children. So we said before that Shovim, how many days is Shovim?
42.
42 is actually Levado. It's 42 days to work on being Levado with the Borei Olam. But it's interesting, because if you look in the Gemara, it says, what do we know about this Gemara? It says, Shuvu Banim Shovavim Chutz Me'acher. Right? Everyone can return Chutz Me'acher. So now, what does this mean, Chevra? Acher can't do tshuva, right?
But he can.
Oh, very good. But we all know, really, he can. But here's the secret. If I asked you, what's tshuva? Tshuva is fasting, right? Is bechias, is crying, is physically holding yourself back, right? Not eating, fasting, right? That's how we have a picture of tshuva. So Ramatul said, when it says shuv banim shovavim chutz me'acher, it's telling that acher, you can't do tshuva the normal way. You have to go a different way. You have to, it's like sneak in the back way, you know? Go through the back door. So what was the derech that acher was supposed to do tshuva in? So Ramatul said such a beautiful nekuda. You take gematria of chutz me'acher, is gematria 353, is gematria exactly simcha. That he is teaching what? Is that the derech to do tshuva in this generation is that what we're holding, like we know, that Klal Yisrael was on the Memtesh Shaar Tumah in Mitzrayim, right? We know, what does that Rizal famous to say? If we were in Mitzrayim for one more second, we were done. We would have been toast. Yeah? So Sfarim say, are we holding on a higher level than Klal Yisrael was back then? We're much lower. Sfarim say we're much lower than the Memtesh Nun Shaar Tumah today. So what's the obvious question?
How are we around?
So Or HaChaim says, because you're Mekabel Torah, therefore Klal Yisrael can't be wiped out. Once you're Mekabel Torah, you could be even lower, but as long as there's Torah, you could always return. So it means that we're holding much lower than Acher. Much lower. But the derech for us today is that the tshuva, our derech of tshuva, is the what? Is tshuva of Simcha. That's why and it's so nice, because Rav Matal said last night, and it makes so much sense. Rav Nachman famously says in Kutmaran, he says, Bechia, if I asked you, Bechia, crying. Is crying more of a Simcha dika thing or more of a sad type of thing?
It could be both.
Oh, okay. Yes. But if you're sad, that's what a person would say. Oh, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Right? Most people say that. But you're right. It could also be of simchadik. That's what Rav Nachman says, that bechia is ashatevos, b'shimcha yegilun kol hayom. B'shimcha, in your name, yegilun, we're b'simcha. We're mamish, we're fired up all day. That's bechia. It's with the simcha of bechia. That's why chutz mi'acher is gematria, simcha. So what did it say? Shuvu banim, shovavim chutz me'acher. Watch this. That's why shovavim. What?
Shovavim.
Shovavim. So this is darkah shovavim. So listen to what he says. So therefore he takes, so it goes like this. Shuvu banim, shovavim chutz me'acher. So shovavim has a sheiches to chutz me'acher. And we know shovavim is time of tshuva. So Rav Matal said that shovavim chutz me'acher is gematria 7:13 is gematria exactly tshuva. Because that's the derech of tshuva these days. Shovim plus simcha is gematria tshuva. What's it? It's a tshuva of simcha, though. B'derech simcha. Being fired up that what I have the ability to come close to Hashem. However, what does tshuva mean? Tshuva is tashav vav hey. Comes close to the vav and hey of Hashem's name. What do we know we're going to read next week's parsha? Chavra? It says, what does a malik block out? Ki yad al keiska nechem al Hashem ba malik midor dor. So it's like this. Kiyad al case. What's case missing?
Kise.
Good. Rosh says case is missing the alpha of kise. Ka. What's ka missing? Vav and hey of Hashem's name. Amalek blocks out the vav and hey of Hashem's name. So what's tshuva, chevra? Tshuva is tashev, bring back vav hey. To get it back. This is bechina Purim. Chevra, what's Purim all about? Mishnech hazadar? Marim b'simcha. Time of simcha. It's very nice, because you take the word Purim b'miloy. Spell it, let's spell out the words Purim, okay? So Pei is Peyud. Okay, Pei is Peyud. So how much is Peyud? 90. Good? Let's skip Vav for a second, we'll come back to Vav. No, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav. We'll come back to Vav, okay? So far we have Peyud is how much? 90. Reish is Reish, Yud Shin is 510. What's 510 and 90? 600. Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. It's 20. 620. Mem is Mem Mem.
690.
No, it's 80. 700. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav.
713.
Gematch exactly Tshuva. That Purim Vimila, the fullness of Purim, Gematch exactly Tshuva. Because what's Tshuva, Chevra? Tshuva isn't just breaking yourself. Tshuva is also what Besimcha. Come to Hashem Besimcha. And so we know that the way the world is set up is that what's the Machlokas in Gemara Hashana? When was the world created? Was it created Tishrei or Nisan? So really, there's two parts to the year. It's Nisan until El, and then it's Tishrei to Adar. Which means that, what do we know? That Nisan and Tishrei have a big connection. Which means that also that Adar and El have a big connection, right? And both last months. So just as El is Manchuva of what though? Tshuva of Yira. Adar is Menahapachu. It's a tshuva of Ahava, of Simcha. So, Chevra, but how do you get to the Simcha? What did we say before from Nachman? How do you get to this level of Simcha? Who says what is this? Being alone by Hashem. So it says in Devarim, it says often in Devarim, it says what? V'samachta b'chol tov. Hashem says you should have been b'simcha with all the tov I'm giving you. All the tov that I'm giving you. We said this year, I think when you were there for Shabbos Inglot, Hatov is Gematch of 22, Chaf Bezos is a Torah. It goes like it's mamash, beautiful remnants. V'samachta b'chol tov. Telling you what? Be simcha with everything you have. Chavar v'samachta b'chol tov is Gematchia, his Bordis. Because how do you get to this level of simcha, Chavar? To live with the simcha comes what? By being alone with Hashem. Badad, with the Borei Olam. With Niskav Hashem Lod, you could be tapping into Olam Haba in this world now, mamsh. Well, by sitting alone with Hashem. Building that kesh with Hashem. And that's the Eitzah within Mitzrayim. That's what it means. That the Shem Mem Beis came down to Mitzrayim. That Bechin of Levado, that even when a Jew's stuck in a Mitzar, where things are going hard in life, and you're not sure. I guarantee you, every person sitting in this room, including myself, we go through Hashkafa issues. That where am I going? Like Reb Nachman says in the first story in the Kutta in Sipur Maizos, Heichan ani ba'olam. Where am I in this world? Where am I? We all go through that. But you know what happens a lot of times? We forget to ask, where am I going? And we just continue just falling off the train tracks. Till we realize that, oh, I don't even have anything left anymore. Kutta is to ask the Heichan, talk to the Borei Olam. Hashem wants to build the Kesher with you. And that's the secret of the Zman of Shovim. Shovim chutz me'acher. Shovim chutz me'achar is gematria purim b'milo. It's chutz me'achar is gematria simcha. To know that what is simcha you can go in. That comes to the midah v'sbordis. That's why I said before that what's the Indian of niskav Hashem levado. We said Hashem levado is gematria chayim. That's chayim. That's why we say if you say in Tehillim, it's in Tikkun HaKol also. At the end of the first mizmor of Tes Vav. We say, what? Hashem, show me the derech. Todi eini orach chaim. Show me the derech. Show me the path to find chaim. So, remember, todi eini orach chaim is v'gmatcha exactly his bodhidus. To find the derech of life. Find where am I going? You have to sit with Hashem, to be alone with Hashem. Adad. Hashem says that, b'chol derechach de'ehu. In all your ways, know Hashem. So, remember, what are the first letters of b'chol is? Beis, Derechecha is Dalid, De'ehu, what's the spell? Badad. Be alone with the Borei Olam. And then what you can find Hashem in everything. This is the schus we have. V'niskav Hashem levado b'yamahu. To live with that though, to experience that now. Yeah, but it comes on working, it's hard. Satan's going to mamish battle you. That start with just 5 minutes a day. But these 5 minutes are gold. That it's mamash gold, speaking with Hashem every day. Now imagine a person's married. Yeah, imagine a person's married, and you never talk to your wife. You just say to your wife, you know, same way you daven Shachar Nechamarev. So you say to your wife, "How's your day, honey? Is it good? I love you. Good night. How's lunch? What'd you eat for lunch?" Imagine that's your relationship with. So now, are you talking to your wife every day? Yes, right. You're saying all the things. You're doing the Shachar Nechamarev. But if you're not having a real conversation with her, that's not marriage. That's just making a check. That's what you didn't do today. Shachar's check. Mincha check. Marav check. Talk to Hashem today? X. What are you talking about? I'm Shachar's Mincha Marav. Oh yeah, and you actually felt that you were with Hashem? No. We have to work on this. To realize that this is all Mahabadik. Hashem Levada, Gmat Shechayim. To feel that. Niskav Hashem Levada, Gmat Shemashiach Ben David. To tap into these nekudas, to realize that Purim, the Hashkafa now, we're coming, we're Lamed Yom Kodem Rosh Chodesh Adar. Less than 75 days until Purim, Mamish.
75?
Less than 75 days. Less than 75 days until Purim, Chavra. Getting ready, these days are Mamish so Halik. So Hashem should help us that Mamish, we should feel that, Nisamach B'chol Tov, build the real kesher with the Boreolam. זוכר את יום שקול שבת, יום שקול שמחה, בסייעתא דשמיא.
Yeah.